Well, John, what, six games into the new season, six wins, five in the McKenna Cup, and last time out against Meath last Sunday, it would seem all fine and dandy once again in Tyrone.
I suppose, Tom, we've been here before on the McKenna Cup thing, so that one I'd leave to rest. It's obviously something that Mickey puts a lot of effort into. To win, other teams, as you see, even for example, the Donegal that hadn't got a team decided not to play it. For Mickey, he puts an effort in there to go and try out all the new blood that he's trying to bring in through. But really, when to win a McKenna Cup, Tom, at this stage of his reign, at this stage, it's not really shown us much. I honestly think not at this stage, anyway, because we played Meath on Sunday, Tom, and for the first 10 to 15 minutes of the game, it looked like the team had been just gathered up the morning of the match, because fundamentally they were. Like their handling was terrible. Their kicking ability, Tom, they were all over the place. They were getting caught in defence. Just totally, Tom, seemed like a team that just had got together. So it was a bit scary to watch for the start of it. And there didn't seem to be anything going on before that. So to win a McKenna Cup, Tom, and to go out the first match of the league, it was a bit of a shock to us, really, because we were expecting a wee bit more of them, you know.
Yeah. Nevertheless, they came through pretty comfortable. 1-14-1-9, 5 points in it.
We did, Tom. They got to grips with it. To be fair, Meath put it up to them in the first half. Cut through our defence very easily, Tom, at times, and knocked over key scores, albeit for a few great saves from Morgan. Possibly they could have got a couple of goals. But in fairness, Tom, and no disrespect to Meath, I felt Meath, looking at them from last year, I felt that they had gone backwards. You know, I expected them. I was aware of them. Bernard Flynn had told me that he was aware that they were training hard, that they were putting a lot of effort into the league to try and maintain their status. So I expected more of them. But fitness-wise, Tom, they didn't seem to have it for me. Like, I even Tyrone were matching them easily with fitness. So I expected more of me. But I felt now, looking at them, Tom, I felt that they had gone backwards a wee bit from last year. But I suppose time will tell what way they are. But in fairness to Tyrone, we did get the grips, Tom, especially in the second half. But the first half, we just maintained it and we hung in.
Obviously, Darren McCurry is back and he stepped up to the mark.
Yeah, Darren's the man, Tom, who's been leading from the front all through even the McKenna Cups. He's been getting, he was off one game and he came on and he threw about three or four points over just to turn it around. So he's the man, Tom, to go for at the minute for scores for us. You know, and he's on form, which is good. And Darren's a great footballer, Tom. He's a two-footed kicker, and he's getting a lot of great scores. But we know what it's like when we get down the line into a tougher situation, that he's going to be close to marked more than he would have been last Sunday. But right now, Tom, at this stage, Darren is the man that's carrying us through. But then, in the second half, young Bradley, he was back in again, and
Mark Bradley, yeah,
Mark, yes, Sparky came back in and threw over a couple of amazing scores, Tom. Stuff that he's capable of doing, and I thought he'd done very well when he came in. But I felt it unfortunate for Burns. Burns came full forward, Tom, and I watched him for a while, and he was making some amazing moves left and right, but the ball wasn't coming in, Tom. There didn't seem to be any, like, you know, when the talk of last year, the way Wayne McShane took over in our full forward role, like, and the way the ball was going into him, it didn't happen for us against me. Whether or not it was a plan that they had to try and build it in, I felt Burns was sort of been hung out to dry, but the fact that the ball wasn't making its way into him, and he was making runs everywhere, but the ball wasn't coming in, and he was taking off. And unfortunately, I felt that was it's tough on a player, Tom, when they are given an opportunity to stake a place, and it's not down to him really that he didn't get on the ball, because he had many moves, the ball wasn't coming in, and sometimes that affects your confidence, in a way, Tom. So that's the problem with football nowadays. When you're trying to play a certain system and the man doesn't fit in, it sort of knocks him off, and God knows what it does to a person's confidence. But so I felt sorry for him on Sunday, because it wasn't his fault really that he wasn't getting on the ball. But I'm not sure if he'd be named full forward on Sunday. Time will tell. But obviously Monaghan's going to be a whole different ball game for us, Tom. You know.
Before we look at Monaghan, what's the story on Cahal McShane? He's back from Australia, and was at the game on Sunday.
Cal was the game on Sunday, but he just arrived back on Saturday, I suppose, and I'm not sure if Mickey was even aware of that he was at the match. He said in an interview that he wasn't aware, so obviously I would believe him. But Cal had done his 10 days, Tom, to Australia, but the word is that he has decisions to make. He actually said that himself, that he has decisions to make. He met with Mickey, I think, maybe Tuesday, to go through what's going on. So I suppose we're not know until they make an announcement of what he's doing. But I suppose there's a hope. There's hope, you know, from a Tyrone point of view that he's going to play for Tyrone. There's possibly hope in it. The fact that nobody has come out to say, well, he's made a decision and he's been signed or whatever. You know, right now it's still, you know, he's making a choice. So, you know, for him himself, Tom, you'd hope that he does the right thing. You know, if he's going to go and play in Australia, great, because it's an opportunity that of a lifetime for him. And on the other hand, if he doesn't, you know, it's great from a Tyrone supporters' point of view that, you know, our the best full forward in Ireland from last year is laying out for us again, which is great for us. So I would say the news will be out, you know, within maybe the next few days, Tom, what's going to happen, because, as I say, he had a meeting with Mickey during the week, and I'm sure there will be an announcement of what he's going to be doing himself.
Yes.
There's obviously matches. If he's going to be staying, Tom, he's going to have to be involved in the National League. So we're into our second match, obviously, this weekend.
Any chance he'll be in the squad for tomorrow?
Well, that's interesting. But we'll keep an eye. I'd say that I didn't see the team announced yet. So it'll be interesting, Tom. Well, if he's named in the squad for tomorrow, I would say you can guarantee he's not going to Australia. So I would say that'll be the indicator, Tom, tomorrow. Whether if he's named in the Tyrone squad tomorrow, well, we can make up our mind what's going on.
And Monaghan are going to be a step up again from me, do you believe?
Oh, I definitely do believe that, Tom. I watched the game on Sunday on TV, and you know, they were unfortunate not to get a result against Galway. And, like, to be honest with you, I felt this Galway team under the new manager, I felt that they were going to be a team maybe to come again. Like, I see that they've got a lot of their players back again from injury and stuff. So I felt, look, you remember Galway 2 years ago or 3 years ago, was it? They were flying in the league, so I felt that this is something. This Galway team could be something to be watched. And to be fair, Monaghan went down to Salt Hill and they had played a great system of play, Tom. The way they played it again, McManus as usual stood up to the mark. So, and you know, McCarron as well. They have the forwards, Tom. There they can get scores on the board, and that's important, especially in these league games. And I know for a fact, us heading down to Monaghan on Sunday, it's going to be a tough game.